And Jesus suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John. Mark 5:37. Apart from Jesus, there is no character more vividly presented in the Gospels than Peter. To talk of Saint Peter is to talk about a man of action. There's a good reason why he is the apostle with the most mentions in the Gospels, and the most referred to in the New Testament, a total of 195 times. In comparison, John, the next most popular disciple, barely reaches 29 references. It is at decisive moments which require a categorical reaction where the leader of the 12 shines. It is then that Peter, born as Simon Bar-Jonah, has no rival in the inner circle of disciples that followed Jesus of Nazareth. At the same time, during periods of uncertainty and inaction, he hesitates, collapses, and shows his all-too-human side. With all his virtues and shortcomings, he became Jesus' man of confidence, and, over time, the leader of the nascent church. Reconstructing the biography of Simon the Galilean requires throwing the nets over the waters of the many traditions of the leader of the 12, a man who is always present at the turning points of the story of Jesus. It's been rightly said that the Gospel of Mark, and thus the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, is written from his point of view. It is he whom Jesus calls first when he's working on the seashore. It is Peter who proclaims with blind enthusiasm that his teacher is the Messiah, who confronts him about the consequences and meaning of that title, who cries bitterly for his cowardice, who enters the house of the high priest where the rabbi is held prisoner, and who, after the crucifixion, throws himself into the dark waters before the sunrise, when he sees him again standing on the shore of the lake. Peter was already a married man with a permanent job in Capernaum when Jesus passed by and said, "Follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men." Although the four canonical Gospels tend to have disagreements, they all agree on one crucial aspect: Peter's preeminence. Peter was the spokesman and the chief apostle, the trustworthy disciple of the Lord, and, ironically, the one who failed him again and again through his incomprehension, his hesitation, and impulsiveness. For example, he drew the sword to kill at a time of danger when his teacher was clearly against violence. However, according to several independent sources, the risen Jesus went to appear to Peter first, as if to comfort him and confirm him on his commission to feed the sheep. The primacy of the impetuous fisherman was never in doubt in the early church. After that tragic Easter celebration, where the dream seemed to come to an end, the leader of the 12 was the first man to go outside, identify himself as a follower of the rebel who had been crucified, and start preaching courageously. Therefore, he set in motion the most vibrant church in the world. Considering all this, it is strange that few details about his later life are known. That Simon Bar-Jonah, Cephas, the man from Galilee, was a historical figure is a fact that no one, not even those who doubt the existence of Jesus, would put in doubt. The textual evidence is traced back to the years he lived in Jerusalem, and at least one contemporary person mentions an encounter with him. But the details are scarce. Ironically, most of the reliable information is in the writings of another Christian leader with whom he had disputes, Paul. Traditions and legends about the life of St. Peter are many, not to mention several writings attributed to him. Some may contain historical memories, and others are parables, but it's not a legend that while he was alive, and even 2,000 years later, Peter has been the center of heated controversies. If indeed he was the leader of the apostles, then do his successors, the bishops of Rome, have preeminence over all of Christendom? To say that this question defined the history and the map of the Christian world for many centuries is an understatement. Saint Peter is, therefore, one of the most important people in history. And, as if to remind people today that he is far from losing importance, the archaeology of the last decades has revealed surprising discoveries about this apostle. Between 1968 and 1985, Franciscan archaeologists discovered Peter's house beneath many layers of ground in old Capernaum. In 2013, Pope Francis displayed the fishermen's bones found in the deepest layer beneath the Vatican, thanks to excavations conducted between 1940 and 1968. St. Peter, the life and legacy of Jesus Christ's most important disciple, examines the known and unknown about one of the most important figures in Christianity. Along with pictures depicting important people and places, you will learn about St. Peter like never before.